Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Sunday, May 7th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Everlasting Life. Our text taken from the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hasuki says, our opening verse is about the most popular verse of the Bible. It contains the most powerful and most informative words in the entire scripture. It says, anyone who believes in the Son of God has everlasting life, meaning they are separated from destruction, waste, failure, damage, and so on. What is everlasting life? Is it life that goes on and on? No. That definition doesn't even scratch the surface of what it is. To understand everlasting life, you first have to know what eternal life is. This might come as a surprise to some people who thought they were the same. But there's a difference. To be eternal is to be ageless. Ageless without beginning and ageless without an end. It's a life that has no beginning and it has no end. It's timeless. Eternity thus refers to timelessness and agelessness. More specifically, it's a life that's incorruptible, indestructible, imperishable, unending, and not subject to failure or death. This is the life and nature of God. That's why he is called the Eternal One. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 90 verse 2, before you created the hills or brought the world into being, you were eternally God and will be God forever. Everlasting life is eternal life with a beginning. It has a beginning but no end. The angels, for instance, have eternal life with a beginning. Though they live forever, they had a beginning. God, however, has no beginning. He is absolutely eternal. The angels became eternal because God, the Eternal One, made them everlasting. To make them everlasting, he had to impart them with eternal life. When you are born again, you receive eternal life and become everlasting. You are brought from your humanity into eternity. Receiving that life is your first entry into it. That's the beginning of your life in eternity. From there on, you become a part of an endless life that's imperishable, indestructible, and incorruptible. Glory! Please take this prayer with me. I have received eternal life, and I'm absolutely death-free, incorruptible, indestructible, imperishable, not subject to failure, depravities, and diseases. Because the law of life is operational in me. Divinity dwells in me and I live the transcendent life. Glory to God. For further study, please read 1 John chapter 5 verses 11 to 13, John chapter 3 verse 36, and John chapter 5 verse 24. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, when you're born again, you receive eternal life and become everlasting. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like to have a copy of this awesome devotional. So please kindly visit rhapsody.polarreach.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking out time once again to listen to this devotional. And till I come again your way, here's PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.